was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on a sweet bus. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine, watermelon moonshine.
98Q Country, little Lainey Wilson there. We'll get to some news in just a little bit. Big Flamborama, of course, this weekend in Park Falls. We promised you a preview of all the music that's coming this weekend, and we got the folks from the band Moniker who are going to be here Friday night to perform for you on the Flamborama grounds. We got Jesse Gomez, and we've got Park Falls' very own Nolan Schmidt with us. Good morning to both of you gentlemen. How are we doing? Oh, hang on here. I lost my hang on. For some reason, you guys aren't coming through here for me. Okay. I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me now? There you go.
You can now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I got a new board. I don't know which button to hit. Good morning to both of you gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Doing wonderful.
All right.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Another week.
Yeah. Well, Nolan, we'll start with you because you're the Park Falls dude, Park Falls Cardinal alum. What year did you graduate, Nolan, from Park Falls?
2004, so it's actually my 20th class reunion this year at Flamorama.
Wow, wow. Good timing. Good timing and coming back. You were pre-Shawamigan transfer over, I guess. Your original Cardinal, huh?
I was, yes.
All right.
Yeah, good times.
Talk a little bit about your musical background that kind of led you to your bass player for Moniker, and obviously you're probably involved in the music program here, I would assume, in Park Falls?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I never got into instruments or instrumentation until after I left Park Falls and got into college, but I was in the choir and part of Madrigal singers. So, you know, Mark Donner was a huge influence on me as a teacher. I mean, when you define a teacher, you define, you know, Mark Donner is the archetype for what a great teacher is. And, you know, he always made us enjoy music, and that just stuck with me and carried through. And when I got to college, I needed something to do other than play sports. So I got into music, and I surrounded myself in a great community in La Crosse that has a lot of music and musicians there, and one thing led to another, and I've been playing now live for over 16 years.
Yeah, Mark Donner just can't retire. He just can't kick it. He tried to retire, came back. I was dealing with him this year. The Madrigals were down at the Brewer game a couple of weeks ago. What a great musical and band program that this Park Falls area has had for years, Nolan, right?
For sure. I mean, between him and, you know, Pat Pollock and, you know, John Hinckley back in the day, I mean, just churning out great musicians and great students.
Yep. Kristen Kirch kind of taking the baton now and taking it and run with it. And we got Jesse Gomez with us, who's, yeah, Nolan described him as the personality of the band. Jesse, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Thank you guys for having us here today.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Moniker. People come out Friday night to see you guys play. Lots of energy, lots of good rock. What can they expect Friday night from you guys, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. High energy, a lot of fun. Not too many slow ballads or anything that we do. We like to keep the party going and jiggling and wiggling and, you know, just having a good old time. We're a pretty eclectic band, so we play a lot of stuff. I'll have Nolan fill in too as well, just in case. But we do a lot of like the classic rock. We do some hard rock, a little metal. We do some hip hop, some pop. We make sure that we cover it all, you know, from like the 1970s, you know, up to today's current music that we'll cover, you know, to make sure that we have, you know, everybody pleased at the event.
Yeah. Give us a little bit of your history. Give us your journey, Jesse, that's led you to coming to Flamborama, and how music has been a part of your life.
It's been a part of my life for a while. I think I joined music back in 2005, so going on almost 20 years of being in the music industry as a lead singer. Started off with Three Beers Till Dubuque here in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which was a well-known tri-state band. I moved on from Three Beers Till Dubuque to the Freezers, and played in Pick Six, Cheddar Groove, a couple of other bands off to the side. It was actually funny because I met Nolan, I think back in 2018 it was, and we were actually at the same Moon Tunes event watching. They have this Moon Tune event every Thursday in our park. And I was waiting in line to get a beer, and Nolan was right behind me, and started talking to me, and we kind of recognized each other from the music industry and got to know each other. And then he just asked, you know, hey, would you ever want to play or jam with the Moniker Band? And I'm so glad that I said yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Nolan, how long has Moniker been together?
Yeah, so we started, I think it was right around 2016. We started as a three piece with a lead singer that was my neighbor, actually. And we had a couple of spin-offs from a previous band called the Whistle Jacks that we actually played in Park Falls for Flamorama, I think 20, might have been 2013, you know, so about a decade ago. You know, but we had that group for a little bit, and then our lead singer decided to step away, and we had to reform, and we just happened to time Jesse right and grab him. But we've been together now, Moniker, as a stand group in the La Crosse area for 8 years now.
Yeah. So are we going to hear you on the vocals a little bit on Friday night too? You said you did started with the vocal side. We're going to hear that. You're the bass player, but
Yeah, they let me sing one song, and that is the appropriate amount. I do chime in on a lot of backups as well, and
yeah.
we do a little bit of switching. We have a lot of great musicians in the band, so we'll
We'll
switch
just
up.
let him stick to the bass play,
Okay, Jesse.
Well, if you see Jesse, you know why. So,
How many
yeah, but
members? How many members in the band for you guys?
there's five of us. So we got drums, bass, guitar, keys, and Jesse on singing. So. There's four of us that'll sing at any given point in time. So, a lot of vocal harmonies as well going on.
All right. I always like to when I talk to musicians, because musicians always have stories of places they've been and places they don't ever want to go back to again. What's your what stands out as the, you don't have to give names and places unless you want to, that'd be awesome. But the worst place that you ever played, just what stands out, number one, boom, right
Oh,
there.
I got that right off the bat. I played a New Year's Eve gig one time in Iowa, or it was like right on the border of Iowa, Minnesota, and it was so small, and we were so crammed in with like six or seven members that when a gentleman had to go to the bathroom, I had to lift my bass like a parking ramp gate for that person to come through. And of course, it was just like I would be playing and somebody would tap me on the shoulder that had to leave the bathroom, you know. So anytime that I don't have space, it's the worst. So that sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
That's awesome. Bass player slash bathroom attendant. Did you get any tips at all? Did they slip you a buck or two coming out, or?
I don't even remember because I try to explain that from my memory.
Jesse, how about you? What stands out as your most interesting experience as a musician?
Playing almost an 8-hour show.
8 hours.
Almost 8 hours, yes.
Wow. Who's
Usually we play, you know, like in full, like about 4 hours. But yeah, it ended up being an almost an 8-hour show for like a camping gig that we ended up doing. And after that, I'm just like, nope, I'm not gonna do that one again.
Was that contractual? Was that a contract thing, or did they just keep throwing money at you? Say, keep playing, keep playing.
They just kept throwing money at us and just said, keep playing, keep playing. So of course, you know, we kept going as long as we could, and almost felt like we did three days in one.
Yeah, and you guys stay pretty busy during the summertime. As you get out on the road, what's the hardest part about for you about being a musician, about traveling and doing all this stuff? What's the most difficult thing for you?
I think the driving a lot, you know, driving back and forth to the different gigs all over the place. Because I mean, we're all over, you know, Milwaukee, Madison, La Crosse, you know, now Park Falls, Green Bay, Neenah, Fox Valley area. We're
Yeah.
all over the place, you
Yeah.
know. So, driving definitely takes some time, and you know, of course, we're humans, we have families and stuff too. So, you know, taking that time away from them as well is probably the hardest part. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll echo that. You know, we have 9 to 5s, you know, normal careers. So then when you go out on the weekend and you play an extremely late show, you know, what I think a lot of people don't see is the tearing down all your equipment and packing it up at the end of the night. You know, if you got to drive to get home, by the time you get home and pack everything out or whatever, you know, it just disrupts your schedule. So it seems like you're kind of flipping on and off all the time and just staying staying full of energy, right?
Yeah, and in my 30-plus years in radio, I've seen so many bands come to our festivals and such, and I always see the sound checks, hear the sound checks, and I think to myself, these guys got to just be sick and tired of doing this. Just got to be so happy to just have it sound good, and then you're on stage, feeling the moment, feeling the music. That's great, but that sound check stuff leading up to it just seems like it's a very tedious process to me.
You got to do it, though. I mean, I think if you're dedicated to your craft, that part is like your preparation, like anything else.
Yeah. Right?
You know, and I've seen a lot of bands, you know, you can tell which ones care about the little details, you know, and it just, when you stack the details on top of each other, you get such a better product.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. Well, I look forward to having both of you, Nolan. We look forward to having you come back to Park Falls. I know you'll get to see a lot of old friends up here for your class reunion too. And Jesse, you seem like a fun guy and gonna likes to party and have a good time. So this is going to be a fun night here. 8 o'clock Friday night, right?
That's right.
All right, Nolan. Thank you so much, Jesse. We thank you so much. Safe travels. I'll see you up here Friday night. Okay.
Sounds good. See you then.
Hey, I got to say one thing. Hi, Mom.
All right. Very well done. Very well done. We'll archive it at 98qcountry.com. You guys want to listen back to the interview here with Moniker Friday night here at Flamorama.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is proposing major changes to the way the Supreme Court is run, including implementing term limits and setting up an enforceable code of ethics. He's also proposing a constitutional amendment that would strip presidents of immunity from prosecution and emphatically states that no president is above the law. The Park Fire burning near Chico, California, has now grown to the biggest blaze so far in the state. And says ABC's Allison Kosick.
Smoke from hundreds of fires burning across the West and in Canada, now spreading across the U.S. The effects could be felt as far as New England.
At the Olympics, a top-ranked Algerian swimmer was disqualified from competition today for being too overweight.
Any athlete who fails to make weight during the official weight control is disqualified from competition.
IOC spokesman Mark Adams, across France, telecommunications lines have been disrupted in what appears to be another case of coordinated sabotage, like the train lines last week. This is ABC News. President Biden paying respects to the late U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee today in Texas, her body lying in state at Houston City Hall. Jackson Lee died earlier this month after a battle with pancreatic cancer. People in West Texas finally got a decent night's sleep after a week of earthquakes. ABC's Jim Ryan felt the strongest one, magnitude 5.1.
Buildings 200 miles from the epicenter of Friday's earthquake were shaking. Imagine being much closer to the source.
It scares the bejesus out of you.
Don Devil lives near the epicenter and had some minor damage. He worries about what might be coming.
I'm afraid of the house falling down on top of us.
Geologist Moira Plantier says the earthquake cluster could be a natural occurrence.
The fault system had actually started to expand and move further northeast.
Others point to natural gas drilling activity as a possible cause. Jim Ryan, ABC News in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Huge opening for Deadpool and Wolverine, the movie from ABC parent company Disney, taking in $205 million domestically, the biggest premiere so far this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A study committee is looking into possibly regulating artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. The goal is to ensure AI doesn't harm consumers or data. Look for public hearings around the state. You're likely hearing more about Project 2025. It's a sweeping far-right plan which calls for everything from replacing civil servants with political appointees to dismantling the Department of Education. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, even though most of its authors served in his former administration. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Eau Claire County roads are now officially open to ATV and UTV travel. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office, the new availability for ATVs and UTVs cover a majority of the county roads unless there's posted signage specifically saying a road is not open for ATV and UTV use. A Facebook post from the Sheriff's Office also reminds residents that the open ATV and UTV travel only applies to Eau Claire County roads, not local township roads. A full map of the open roads is available online. The city of Rice Lake is looking to make major upgrades on one of its main roads to improve traffic flow and boost the local economy and quality of life. According to a Northern News Now report, the $45.5 million roadway reconstruction project on Rice Lake Road would make improvements to pedestrian and bike lanes and roundabout intersections. Officials say construction likely won't begin until 2028. The project would expand on a crucial corridor for Duluth commuters and trucking companies. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Jordan Love on his record-breaking contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers held practice in pads as training camp enters its second week. Jordan Love completing a 47-yard pass to Christian Watson on his first day back after signing a contract making him the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. Love told me the talks began back in May. I asked him what was it like when he didn't have a deal at the start of camp.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been the waiting game these past couple of days. I'm just trying to be patient. But knowing that it was going to get done here soon. But yeah, I mean, right after we got done, you know, my agents FaceTimed me and gave me the news and broke to me. So it was a very special day hearing that and just going through the whole motions of, you know, obviously getting a contract, being able to be here, and then just obviously being able to get back on the field with the guys. So it was definitely a very special day.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Atlanta Braves. Colin Ray on the mound for Milwaukee. Devin Williams back as the closer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right. I got a birthday that I messed up earlier. That I apologize to Justin Schneider, because they called it his birthday earlier, and I just pulled the old guy thing. So that's from Mom, Dad, and from Adeline, and from Jace. So, Justin, happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great day. We'll put you in for the cake drawing. That'll happen on Friday. More Flamborama feature stuff coming up. We're going to talk with Small Town Famous, another hometown connection, Nick Huffman and Lisa Huffman. And we'll talk with Small Town Famous coming up about 10 minutes at 9:30. Your weather update brought to you by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling. Your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98 Q Country.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Never gonna grow up, whoa, never gonna slow down, whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show, whoa. We were doing it right, whoa. We were coming alive, whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Never gonna grow up, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right, we were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up, ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
Make my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll. Where it mends or it breaks between a rock and a hard place. For the record, yeah, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better. Between a rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down in your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Much more of this can we Silverado, he got parked outside. Was cranking 89.
Chris Young there with Young Love and Saturday Nights and 98Q 27 after 9. Few clouds, maybe a little bit of rain, thunderstorm activity early part of the week. Flamborama looking hot and dry, though, for the weekend right now with temperatures about 80, 85. And we're gearing up for Flamborama by talking with our talent that's going to be rolling into town later this week to entertain us. And one of those is Small Town Famous. They're coming to perform on Saturday afternoon, late Saturday afternoon into early evening. And we have Peter Larson, we have Nick Hoffman, we have Mick Perry, members of the band joining us. Good morning to all of you.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joel.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you guys taking time to share your story with us a little bit. So I don't know who wants to take the first question, but how did all this get going? I always like to hear the journey of bands that tour and entertain us and how this all got going for you guys.
Hey, Joel, Nick Hoffman here. I started teaching in Mora High School with Peter and Mike Fury in the fall of 2020. And they found out somehow I played drums, and they had a little teacher talent where they'd play some songs in front of teachers and whatnot. And I started playing, and they looked at each other. Peter and Mike, that is, and said, hey, we got a drummer here, and maybe we should start playing some shows together.
Nice, nice. Now, Nick, you're a graduate of Park Falls, is that right?
Correct. 2005.
Well, we just talked with Nolan Schmidt, 2004 graduate.
Good buddy of mine, yes. Lots of basketball games played between us.
Yeah, we just talked with him and Moniker just about 20 minutes or so ago, and he was talking about just the blessing of the great influence that you had here in Park Falls, Nick, of the band program. That continues to this day, but what a great tradition of music, singing, and the instrument side.
I mean, yeah, Nolan's a great friend of mine, and I had tons of great friends, blessed with that. But I think, well, for me, you know, I was really blessed with Pat Pollock teaching me how to play drums in junior high. He taught me how to play jazz on the drums. And then John Hankley was so great. You know, I had some great drummers ahead of me that I got to watch and learn from. But yeah, he can rip the bass too. He's pretty good.
Yeah, fantastic. Peter, you the lead singer. Is there a lead singer technically for you guys?
Yeah, I sing most of them. Mike gets on there a little bit too, and we got Lisa Hoffman's going to sing a few as well at Flamborama.
So. Somebody informed us of that just before we went on the air to ask you about that special guest. Lisa doesn't typically do this, but is going to come out for Flamborama. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. All right. Good treat. What kind of music are we looking for? People coming out to have a good time? What are you guys going to bring us?
Yeah, I think that's we've always sort of had the goal of playing crowd pleasers. So
music that everybody likes.
Yes, we want to play the music everybody wants to hear. So you'll hear. I mean, it's almost like a 1/3 split between country and rock and pop, and we throw some older stuff in there too. We play a couple Elvis tunes, and we try to learn some new songs before every show. So a good variety, and like I said, the songs people want to hear.
Yeah, you guys have been together like 4 years or so. And play. It sounds like you're playing enough shows to make it fun, but yet not make it seem like a job. Would that be a good way to put it?
That's a great way to put it.
It's exactly our goal. We try to play never more than two a month, usually one a month, and we keep it fun, and we start being a little selective in where we play now. We're lucky enough that we can kind of do that, and we like to play the fun shows. In Flamborama, we played the Fireman's Stand last year, and that was a really fun show, and we're really excited to play the main tent this year.
Yeah, Peter, tell us your journey a little bit to this point, and what led you, what influenced you musically as a younger man.
Sure. So, I mean, I started playing guitar when I was in the fifth grade, and took lessons, and been doing that for a long time. And then I had some really great choir directors at my high school. I went to Cathedral High School in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And they really, especially Brett Amundsen, he's at College of St. Scholastica now up in Duluth, but he was a spectacular choir director and taught me a lot about singing and that. And so I'd always kind of fiddle with things. I had a little two-man acoustic show through college. We called Peter and the Magic Tone. That was really fun. And I did that and started performing kind of on my own and with my buddy, doing some live shows and playing some little house parties and stuff like that. I came to Mora, and I do a solo thing as well, and I've been doing that for 10 years, I think, now, just by myself and whatever. And then started doing this thing with the teachers kind of at the beginning and end of the school year to kind of kick off and end the year for the staff. And that'd been really fun. And I always sort of wanted to like make a bigger band and something like that. And when Nick got hired in 2020 in Mora, he mentioned that he played drums, and my ears kind of perked up, and I was like, oh, let's see what this guy's got, you know? And so he showed up, like he said, we had that thing. We had a practice session, and Nick left out this part of the story, but I'm going to tell it because I think it's really good.
All right.
He didn't show up to the practice, and I was like, he's a new teacher. Like, he's busy. I'm sure he's not going to do it. It's going to be fine. And then he shows up the morning that we're going to perform, and we're like, well, we're going to run through everything kind of once before we go. And we did like four or five songs. We played through each song once. Nick played perfectly with all of them. And we're like, okay, this is going to work out great. Like, I think we should take this on the road. So that spring, then we started kind of practicing together and booked a couple gigs. And I guess the rest is history.
Yeah. Mike, tell us about your journey a little bit. I always like to hear about musicians' journeys. Mike Fury.
Sure. Back when I was in, I always played some sort of instrument, and I bounced around to a lot of different ones when I was a young kid. Piano, clarinet, and then when I was in sixth grade, I found a guitar under my dad's bed that I didn't know existed, and I pulled it out and started playing with it, and my dad yelled at me and told me I couldn't, which of course only makes me want to play even more. So I'd sneak it out from under the bed and I'd play whenever I could. And then in seventh grade, I started playing guitar instead of clarinet, and I've been playing guitar ever since. It's been like 25 years now or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Way back in Chicago. He's from Chicago, by the way.
Chicago guy. All right. All right. Bear fan?
Sure, Bears fan. I'm a Southsider, White Sox.
Go Caleb Williams. All right. Good. All right. The music, the live music industry, it's been on a bit of a roller coaster. It really took a dive there for a while, I want to say in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, when it seemed like they were hiring all the DJs to play records and stuff. But it seems like there's a bit of a resurgence in the live music. Am I right on that?
That's you.
I'd say. I mean, so it's interesting. And when we started this band, I started kind of looking at some different groups on Facebook and trying to learn everything I could about the live music sort of scene. And I would say it's seen a resurgence. There's, you know, we live here. I mean, Mora, Minnesota is a town of 3,500 people. It's a small town, and that's kind of where we get our name from. But, like, there's at least three places within a 15-minute drive. Four or five places within a 15-minute drive that have music every weekend, live music. You know, in this small town and pretty rural area of Minnesota here, which is really quite cool and kind of impressive. And I don't know if that's kind of true throughout the state, but we're certainly in a spot here where that is part of the deal. And it's been really good for us. Like it's been easy enough to find places that want us to play. And we've been lucky enough that we can play pretty much as often as we like. And it's been really good. So I'd say so. We played our first wedding this summer. We're just getting into that. And I think there's kind of hopefully going to be a resurgence in having real bands at weddings too. So yeah, it's been good.
All right. Well, local guy, Nick from Park Falls, Nick, I asked this of the other guys earlier. What stands out, Nick, when I ask you, what is your worst experience you've ever had playing somewhere? Names, places, not necessary, would be nice, but not necessary. What stands out, Nick, that was not fun?
I love that question. It's our very first song, our very first show. We played a Beatles song, and I don't know. I mean, we had a handful of practices before we played, but we really botched it, or at least I did. I mean, I got to keep track of all the transitions, and there's a few transitions I didn't hit. So, and on top of that, sitting right next to my table were some baseball players that I'd play against and some rival guys. And all I was thinking about was, holy crap, they probably think I stink, you know, this band stinks. So, but after that, at that botchery, we really turned it up. And I mean, every gig we play, we get better and better. So that's a fun thing too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll never forget that first song.
Peter, Mike, anything stands out with you guys?
Well, I think like when I was younger, playing in bands live at coffee shops and stuff, like back when I was in high school, I mean, we'd screwed up all the time, but the shows are usually so full of friends and nice people that it's always fun regardless. Like people sometimes almost like to see that you're human and you make errors and, oh, we have to start that song over again, and everybody gets a good laugh. So I think like, yeah, maybe embarrassing moments happen, but we always roll out of them pretty easy.
Yeah. 5 o'clock on Saturday, Small Town Famous. We'll be rolling into town with Local Flavor, Nick Hoffman, and Lisa. Any hint, any thing you can give us a little bit about what Lisa might be doing for you there on stage? What vocal or?
Well, Lisa's right here, so she's going to tell you the three songs she's going to sing.
All right, Lisa, bring it on. Let's hear it.
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
I'll be singing What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
I love that.
Sunday Morning by No Doubt and Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar, one of my very favorite artists from when I was a child.
Yeah, Four Non Blondes, What's Up. That's one of my favorites of all time. That's an awesome song. All right, well, safe travels to all of you. We look forward to seeing you here. People want to check out your music, they can go to what, Small Town Famous, what did I see, .com, or what, where are you at on the web there?
SmallTownFamousBand.com.
Band.com, very good. All right, well, thank you all for taking time to join us. Looking forward to seeing you here on Saturday.
All right.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you. Yep, Small Town Famous, Saturday, 5 o'clock, Flamborama, Local Flavor there with Nick Hoffman and Lisa.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10.
Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm
feeling good. Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime? Wow. It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98qcountry.com, simply click podcasts. Aha. At the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Donna, you have a call on line two. Donna, call on line two.
From the cubicle to the excavator.
Move that pile, Bob!
And everywhere in between. Thanks for locking us in at work.
98Q Country.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I loved, ripped my heart right out my chest.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart. Some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we oh, I love you anyway.
Mr. Luke Combs got me singing along. I'll love you anyway. In 98Q Country, U.S. doing pretty good in the medal count so far. At the Olympics, doing well. Fun to watch the gymnastics. The men's basketball team will play at 2 o'clock today. There's a big story that came out this morning that's not getting much press that I think is huge. There is a new blood test that could revolutionize treatment for people suffering with Alzheimer's. Currently, it can take months or even years to make a diagnosis involving expensive brain scans and spinals. But the new Precivity, they call it, it's a Precivity 82 blood test, which measures certain proteins in the blood, has proven more accurate than traditional doctor's diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And as you know, the earlier you can diagnose, the better, of course. So that's one of the stories that I haven't heard much about today. I thought that was a pretty big one. Hope your Monday is good. We got Brewer baseball coming up for you today. We got Gray Travis coming in 10, Gray at 2. We're just kind of gearing things up, getting everything ready for a big week here with Chris Cruzy coming to town on Wednesday and 98Q and Civic Media being a sponsor of that. We'll be out there broadcasting from that event. Great food out there with the Knights of Columbus. And we'll be out at Flamborama, of course, this weekend broadcasting Friday and Saturday. I hope your Monday is fabulous. We'll see you back in here for more tomorrow morning. I think we have one of our other bands, Copperbox, is going to join us. The group will join us, what time, about 9:05 tomorrow morning. And then on Wednesday, we'll have Sonic Circus. They're playing on Saturday night. So we'll have more Flamborama talk through the week. Travis is all set to take you through your middays next.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
I'm going to jump in here quick and chat with Pete from Wheelway because we got a lot of great things going on at Wheelway this summer. Folks need their oil change, Pete. Oil changes have gotten a little bit expensive some places. You guys are doing it right down there. Tell us what you got for oil changes.
Well, we're still holding the price firm. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, and we have many other discounts available going until the end of July.
Now, with summer travel coming up, that oil change includes a complete checkover of a lot of different points on the vehicle, right?
Correct. 60-point inspection test. We'll be able to look over the vehicle. The mechanic will let you know exactly if you need air filters, transmission change, a lot of many different things that cover that 60-point inspection test.
People should hang on to that flyer, too, that they got, because there's a lot of discounts in that flyer, right?
A lot of savings, absolutely. Many discounts, those coupons end July 31st, pretty much covers everything that your car would need to be fixed and roadworthy. 715-762-2467, the number again is 715-762-2467.
Yeah, Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to one of the longest-running community festivals in the state, Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th, located under the Big Tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The lineup of entertainment is free and starts on Friday, August 2nd with Copperbox from Oshkosh. Copperbox, 5 p.m. Friday, loaded with high energy and a mountain of instruments. Friday night at 8, Moniker from La Crosse. Moniker features Park Falls hometown bass player Nolan Schmidt.
Fast food and city lights, supermarket paranoia, setting in, dressed up to be dressed down, a Vegas mantra growing in my head.
It's a weekend filled with free live entertainment and nonstop activities. For more information, go to parkfalls.com.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Less is more? No. More is more. That's why Taco Bell's new $7 Lux Cravings box is stacked with all your cheesy, crunchy favorites. Think a beefy five-layer burrito, a double-stacked taco, a Chalupa Supreme, chips and nacho cheese sauce, and a drink for just $7. Live Lux for less at Taco Bell and sign up for rewards to earn free food. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Points earned on qualifying purchases.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Attention employees. Since letting you listen to the radio at work, we've noticed your productivity has gotten much better. Although, Janet, your singing has not. That is all.
Crank us up at work and make your J-O-B A-OK.
98Q Country.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets, all-inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. Getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody, but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a Jesus. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras. Playing.